fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore in the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, December 30th, 2007, the last show of this year. Well, New Year's Eve is nearly upon us. I know most of you will be taking the little part of a day off tomorrow, and nearly everybody except for fire, police, paramedics, nurses, and so forth, people involved in emergency services will be taking off Tuesday, the 1st of January. New Year's Day. And that's as it should be. It's a good time to reflect and think about the year past and the year ahead of us. That's a good thing. The year coming up, talking about these 3 major blocks of concerns: the economy, attacks by entities, and weather-related events, and preparedness. Preparedness enters into all these matters. There's no place in the United States or the world, for that matter, that's immune from natural events happening that are disruptive to normal human activity. No place that I'm aware of. Being prepared is just prudent. Being prepared is the smart thing to do, especially if you're responsible for young people or people too old to care for themselves anymore. That's the wise thing, the prudent thing to do, rather than becoming a victim, becoming a refugee, or watching someone near and dear to you suffer because you have not had the foresight to prepare. That's the theme of my show. That's my mantra. That's what I talk about a lot. First break coming up. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is John Moore. It is Sunday, the 30th day of December, 2007, last show of 2007. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see on my homepage some flashing banners, urgent, 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 promoting my paper, No Need for Panic. I don't keep track of how many of these I've got out the door at this point. We're approaching 500 or so, mostly to my listeners on my show. And I sent them all over the planet. This is a worldwide show. We've had people listening and ordering my paper from Australia, from New Zealand, from Norway, United Kingdom, Canada, of course. Lonnie, hello. And so forth, basically the English-speaking world and other places. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what I ask my audience. Would the federal government of the United States of America lie to us? And after 100 or 200 people in the audience finish laughing and chuckling and nodding their heads yes, then I go on to talk about Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, and talk about the science in that film and the science fiction in that film. The science has to do with what's going to happen in the future, and that is abrupt climate change, and rising ocean levels. That's true. That's science. That is happening in the future. Science fiction has to do with what's causing it. They say human activity. That's an absolute fraud. And the other science fiction has to do with the timeline, when these events will be taking place. The government wants you in the dark. They want you to keep going to work Monday morning through Friday, paying your mortgage, watching professional sports. That's what they want until the last minute. They don't want you figuring this out. The timeline given by Al Gore in his film, An Inconvenient Truth, and the timeline put out by the federal government is the exact same timeline, and here it is. About 2016, things will start to get bad. Abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. And then about the middle of the century, around 2050, things will really get bad. Abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. That's a fabrication. That's a lie. I know, if you read my bio, you'll know why I know, because of what I've been doing the past 40 years of my life. I know the real government timetable for evacuating your own people. And you can figure this out yourself. Put this in Google, CIA in Denver. CIA in Denver. Put that in Google, and you'll find out that the CIA is admitting publicly to moving half of everything they've got from Langley, Virginia, which may be 80 or 100 feet above sea level. I haven't looked. I know the U.S. Capitol is 85 feet above sea level, right across the river, from Langley, Virginia to the Denver area. Quote unquote, for operational reasons. That's what they're saying now. $20 million to move the men and women who work there, their families, their pets, their household items, over 1,000 miles away. I don't know the distance, whatever it is, 1,500, 1,600 miles. It's a long haul from Langley, Virginia to Denver. Of course, Denver is the mile high city. These evaluations are happening right now. On December 30th, 2007, they are due to be complete 2 years from now. In 24 months, those evacuations are scheduled to be complete, because after that, beginning in January 2010, they can't be certain that their people that they've chosen for continuity of government operations will be able to function where they've been functioning for all these decades, on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Gulf Coast, and the Great Lakes regions. That's the real deal. That's what's talked about in my paper, No Need for Panic, and that's why you need it. If you don't have it, you need it. It's a highly condensed research paper, based on my personal experience and my research. I'm not a scientist. I'm a private investigator. I'm a veteran of U.S. military intelligence. I know how to do research. I'm trained professionally, both by U.S. military intelligence and as a paralegal, to do research professionally. That's what I do, among other things. My passion is reading. I don't watch sports, except my grandson when I have the opportunity. I don't participate in other activities to any great extent, hunting, fishing, boating. I read. That's my passion, is reading. And my paper is based on my research and my interviews with people who have inside information. Veterans of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps and others who have been participants in the audience of classified briefings, letting them know what's coming at us. 2 years is not very long. This will flash by. I'm starting my third, or is it my fourth year? I'm starting my fourth year with Republic now, I believe. I'd have to sit down and look at those numbers again. Yes, these 2 years will pass very quickly. If you don't have the skills you need to protect your loved ones, you need to get those skills. If you don't have your spiritual house in order, you need to get your spiritual house in order, whatever that is for you. I'm not here to convert you to my way of thinking. That's not my job. if you don't have the supplies and materials and tools that you need, you've got 2 years to do it. I hope. This could be wrong also. Every day, every week is a blessing to acquire more skills and acquire more supplies and tools or ammunition or firearms or whatever it is you need. And gentlemen, don't get too caught up in the firearm thing. Yes, you need firearms, but there's lots of other things you need. Your wife needs to be able to clean clothing under hostile conditions without hot and cold running water at 40 pounds per square inch. That's a really big deal. It's not optional. You have to clean your clothing. It's a health-related matter. Health and comfort both. Preparing food when the natural gas isn't there and the power grid's down. Cleaning your body. Cleaning the dishes. All those things need to be taken into account. So, yes, obviously, get the firearms and ammunition that you need. And don't get too caught up in exotic weapons and exotic optics. If you take care of all these other things, then go for it. Get the training you need to maintain these firearms, repair these firearms, as well as be competent in their use. And it goes for anything you purchase. You need to become very competent in the use, maintenance, and repair of whatever it might be. Whether it's a good quality knife or a diesel tractor. They both need maintenance. They both need repair. They both need to be taken care of properly. And if you don't know how to maintain them and repair them, they will fail. They will stop functioning and performing as they're supposed to. Whether it's a good pair of boots, a knife, a firearm, a Maytag ringer washer, or a diesel tractor or a gasoline pickup or a diesel pickup, whatever it might be. There's lots of skills you need to learn. And if you don't have these skills, gentlemen, ladies, you better be getting them. You best be getting them. Now, you hear a lot of people promoting silver coins and gold coins. I think you best delay purchasing those items until after you've acquired the water filters, the food, the merino wool socks, the boots, lots of boots, by the way, the durable outdoor clothing like farmers and construction workers wear that allow them to carry on their duties working outside, no matter if it's 100 degrees above or 10 degrees below. Proper hand protection, good quality gloves, proper head protection. It's a long list. Start small and work your way up. Some of these things there's ways to save money on, some there's not. And communications. Let's not forget about communications. I've been in combat with limited communications and limited knowledge of what was going on around me in Vietnam. We had some. It wasn't what I would have liked, but we had some. And it becomes one after food, water, and ammunition, access to information becomes the most important thing. Once you've got enough water, once you've got enough food, once you're satisfied your ammunition supply is going to hold out, access to information will become the next most important thing. And not having it will just drive you bonkers. It will. It'll drive you fruit. Not having access to what's going on when you're in a dangerous situation. You really don't want to be there. The book I market here, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, we'll talk about that book when we come back. This is a big deal. This is important. I'm going to refresh my screen here, and we'll be back right after the break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. This is Sunday, the 30th of December, 2007. If you want to send me an email, email me a question or a comment live on the air. The email address is jrliberty2001@yahoo.com. jrliberty2001@yahoo.com. Before the break, I was talking about this book I offer at my website, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications. If you haven't been involved in radio communications, it can be possibly intimidating for you. The technology is not something you're used to being part of and dealing with. This book makes it simple. It's written in layman's terms. You do not have to be a radio engineer to understand what they're saying or why they're saying it. You start from nothing and get to where you have a very comprehensive basic knowledge of how to intercept and listen to all the emergency frequencies as well as shortwave and how to broadcast. When I say broadcast, transmit a signal and talk to your friends and your loved ones and possibly other people if you need to. effectively, whether they're a mile away or halfway around the planet. And how to keep this system going, your communications going, when the power grid is down. That's also explained in great detail in the book, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications. The subtitle is How to Build and Power Your System. It includes sources of where to get this stuff, emergency equipment and communications, sources to purchase what you need at my website, thelibertyman.com. Let me get back to this, and this is an ongoing theme we've always talked about, the firearm situation here. If you're just getting into this, ladies and gentlemen, it can be a daunting topic. The current gun digest, I have an older issue here at hand, is, I don't know what it is, 600, 700 pages, it's a lot. A lot of options, a lot of things you can look at and possibly purchase. I would urge you to work with somebody who's very knowledgeable with firearms, someone who's handled them for many years and is very familiar with them and comfortable with them and safe with them. The best would be an NRA-certified instructor. You know, a lot of men and women who are very knowledgeable will make mistakes in trying to train others, especially women, men attempting to train women who are not familiar with firearms. And I've seen this happen so many times, I know it will happen many times in the future, where a man will take a heavy caliber firearm, pistol, a .45, for example, and hand it to a woman who's never fired a firearm before in her life and say, here, honey, shoot this. That's a huge mistake. That's a massive mistake. So it's helpful to have an NRA-certified instructor because they won't make that mistake. But don't get too caught up in needing to buy the newest and greatest and latest expensive $1,000, $2,000 rifle or a $700 pistol. Just start simple. Get a 308 bolt-action deer rifle with iron sights. That's a good place to start. If you're not familiar with firearms, you need to become familiar by starting with a .22 before you even do that. A .22 bolt-action rifle doesn't have to be new, as long as it's in good working condition and safe and not wore out. A good quality .22 caliber bolt-action is an excellent way to start for men and women and youngsters as far as that goes. My 10-year-old grandson got his first .22 bolt-action rifle this past summer. He's been shooting since he was 4. But you need to develop those basic skills with a .22 and then move up to the heavy calibers, like 308 or 2-gauge. 20-gauge is maybe a better choice for women. And 223 Remington might be a better choice for women as opposed to 308. You healthy males out there, you're going to want 308s and you're going to want 12-gauge shotguns because they are heavier, they have more penetration and longer range. But a simple bolt-action 308 deer rifle with iron sights is an awesome piece in the hands of a competent, trained individual. It is, absolutely. We had a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here's where we are. We're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 30th of December, 2007. Before the break, I was talking about firearms and how, you know, gentlemen, you don't need to get be caught up in the latest and greatest $1,000 M14 M1A. Actually, they're more like $1,200 now than anyone, even though it is my favorite rifle. It's not the do-all, end-all. You can get by with something far less expensive. There's an old saying I think is very true. Beware the man who owns but one rifle. Beware the man who owns but one rifle. Point being, the man who owns one rifle, he will be, if he's taking the time, very, very good with that one rifle. He'll know how it shoots at any given distance because he's done that. He's practiced that over years, possibly, shooting at given distances from different positions and so forth. And he'll be able to manipulate your controls when it's pitch black dark, load, unload, put it on safe, take it off safe, and pitch black dark. Do so competently. And any farm you've got, you should get that good, no matter what farm it is or how many you've got. You should get that good that you can manipulate all the controls, load and unload in pitch black dark. Absolutely, you should. If you want to send in an email question, the email address is jrliberty2001@yahoo.com. I need to remind you that when you're shopping for your stock of freeze-dried food, to check out Freeze-Dry Guy last. He and I talked about this, and we finally reached an agreement that we can stand up to the competition. Lots of people selling good food out there. Here's the difference. The price, the quality, and the cost of delivery being included in the price. Shipping included. That's a huge, huge thing. When you're buying things that are bulky and heavy, shipping included makes a massive difference. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. His website is real simple, freezedryguy.com. Check him out. Talk to him. Get what you need. Get going. If you can't afford a whole bunch at once, he'll understand that. Start out small and simple and work your way up. That's the way to do it. There aren't many people that can order a pallet of food at a time. And start out with a case here and a case there. And it's very satisfying to see that pile grow in the whatever cool, dry place you keep it in. This kind of food, if it's kept in a cool, dry place, will still be just as tasty and just as nutritious 30 years from now as it is right now. And it is good food. This is the kind of food you can serve to dinner guests and not be ashamed. It is excellent tasting food. We got Steve from Texas. Are you there, sir? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. John?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you kind of answered one of my questions, but it seems like with the AR-15, the big everybody seems to just really want one. You know, they're selling like hotcakes, I understand. But what about this tactical rifle thing? I mean, how much rifle does a guy really need? I mean, you know, you've got these $2,000 rifles that are guaranteed to shoot half-inch groups, 308 with you know, like $1,000 rifle. I mean, $1,000 scope. I mean, is that something?
Well, Steve, hold on now. The average used deer rifle for sale at your local pawn shop will probably shoot straighter than most men can hold it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes years, and when I say years, it takes years of diligent practice to get a skill level equal to a $1,000 rifle with a $1,000 scope. You just don't pick these things up and have that kind of skill level. You really don't.
Right.
And it's, quite frankly, you know, like, I can give you a good example. The difference between the standard M1A and the National Match M1A. The standard M1A, M14, will shoot straighter than most men, I'm talking experienced riflemen, than most men can hold it. The extra money for that heavy barrel and the heavy stock and so forth is wasted money for 99 out of 100 marksmen. Plus, you really don't want that National Match iron sight because that tiny aperture is not what you want in combat. That's for shooting targets. Targets won't kill you. You want the larger standard peep sight on the regular M1A as opposed to the National Match sight if it comes to defending your life. So, you're right. And once you figure this out, then maybe you can breathe a sigh of relief and think, oh, yeah, I'm not that good. It'll be wasted money to spend that much on something I'm not that skilled to use.
Right.
Okay?
That makes more sense than anything. But, you know, you look in the magazines, all you see is these tactical-type rifles and stuff.
Well, they're selling magazines. I'm here to try to help you save your life.
Oh, yeah. The other question I had was, between what is your opinion on like a 38 special compared to some of these other little hideaway guns like the 9mm Car and some of like a 32 C Camp? I mean, which way is the best way to go there?
Well, pistols are an optional thing. If you carry a pistol when you don't believe you're going to need something, that's when you carry a pistol, or you carry it as a backup in case you have a malfunction with your main rifle or shotgun. The 38 Special was carried in police holsters in this country for a better part of a century in almost every major police department. And a 38 Special, shooting what we call plus P plus ammunition, that's a man stopper. There's no two ways about it. That is a man stopper. That's some powerful ammunition, and it's a good backup, which is what pistols are meant to be, a backup. You carry it when you don't think you're going to need it, when it's going to be a surprise that you're going to defend your life. If no surprise, you carry a rifle or a shotgun.
I see.
Okay?
Yeah. And what did you think of a Mauser 98 in 30-06? I seem to have found one. A guy has, and I think it's a South American.
Well, those Mausers were built under contract from the Mauser factory in South America back in the 20s and 30s, maybe other times. If it was factory built as a 38-06 and hasn't been messed with or altered to where there's something dangerous about it, these kitchen table gunsmiths can sometimes do some dangerous things, like work on the trigger mechanism to have a trigger that's not safe anymore, where it could discharge unexpectedly. But if it hasn't been tampered with and it's still safe, it's probably a good little rifle if you can get it for a decent price.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's Arsenal rebarreled, because it's marked odd six on it, and it's got the crest, some South American crest on it and everything.
Probably Argentina, but it could be some other place. It doesn't matter. A 30-06 is probably the most popular 30 caliber round in this country for hunting large game, for very good reason. It's been around since 1906. It's a hard-hitting, straight-shooting round. There's nothing wrong with 30-06.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, you get out there in these hills in the Ozarks, you're going to find more 30-06 deer rifles than probably anything else. It's extremely popular. And it can be loaded down to hunt smaller game, factory loads or hand loads, or it can be loaded up to hunt heavier, more dangerous game. The veterans of World War II in Korea spoke, and of course the First World War, they're pretty much gone now, but the veterans who used the 30-06 in combat always spoke very highly of the capabilities of the 30-06 round. It's an extremely capable, extremely lethal round, and will always be. So you can't go wrong there. The thing about pistols is, as I said, they're far personal protection when you don't expect and really don't believe you're going to need it. If you're going someplace or you're responding to a situation where you have reason to believe there's going to be armed people there that mean you harm, you have a pistol, but your main weapon is going to be a shotgun or your rifle. And you use a pistol for backup. Now, special forces going into combat, most of the time, for most of them, they're not going to carry pistols if they're out in the bush carrying everything. It's regarded by most Green Berets as 2 pounds of steel that serves no useful purpose. 2 pounds may not sound like much until you're carrying it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you could be carrying something else more useful and more valuable. Most special forces troopers going out to the bush on a long-range patrol, whatever it might be, they will stick to their main battle rifle, whatever that might be. All right. The call number is 800 313-9443, and we are taking your calls. We've got about 15 minutes left before the year is over for the John Moore Show. I'll refresh my email here, see if we got any emails. Email address is jrliberty2001@yahoo.com. Let's talk a little bit about health. This is the time of year when people say, yeah, I'm going to get healthy in the next year. I know more about health than most non-healthcare professionals. I know more about nutrition than most non-healthcare professionals, due in large extent to my lovely wife, who's my live studio audience here this evening, and her tutoring me and mentoring me these years. And I can tell you, in no uncertain terms, what you should stop consuming. What you do consume is a different matter. Stop consuming all artificial sweeteners. None of them are good for you. All of them cause harm, even the new ones. Splenda. It says made from sugar. It's made from sugar. It's not sugar anymore. It's chlorinated sugar. It enlarges some internal organs and shrinks other internal organs. Isn't that special? Refined white sugar, as bad as it is, and it is bad, is probably the least harmful. You're far better off with natural sweeteners like maple syrup, stevia, excellent sweetener. If you need to sweeten up stuff, that's what you should be using. Water. You heard Berkey water filters. I hope to be a vendor for Berkey water filters sometime. Do not drink the government water. Just don't do it. Get the Berkey filter with the special additional filter that gets out the sodium fluoride, and you'll have a healthier life. I drink filtered water with 1/2 teaspoon per quart of iodized sea salt. I try to drink 2 quarts a day of that when I can fit it in my schedule. It's difficult sometimes. Monosodium glutamate. Eliminate MSG, monosodium glutamate, from your diet if you can. And it's difficult. It's in so many processed foods. So many processed foods. It's very difficult to be diligent and eliminate MSG from your diet. Soy products. It's kind of ironic that beginning in the 70s, that so many health food items started containing soy. Unfermented soy products simply should not be consumed by human beings. I've done my homework. Do your own. I'm satisfied. I don't consume unfermented soy products. Soy sauce is a fermented product. It's okay to consume it. It causes no harm, and there is benefit. And we've got Dan from Minnesota. Dan, are you there, sir?
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Real good. What's on your mind?
Well, just a couple questions. I know you're always talking about preparedness.
Right.
I'm not sure if you're thinking the problems coming are mainly economic. Is that what you feel?
Well, I mentioned earlier in the show there's three areas of concern. Natural weather-related and volcanism and seismic, and then we have the economy, and then we have attacks by entities, shall we say. So there's three areas where things could happen, yes.
Okay. What was the third one, attacks by
entities? It could be terrorists or it could be false flag operations. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. That's just curious. What kind of time frame do you think all these things might be coming that will create such havoc? Do you think
anywhere from weather related things can happen at any time, obviously.
Yep.
The people who want to commit attacks on Americans, they have their timetables and they're not telling me.
Yep.
And the economy, my goodness, I mean, this is a time to either be self-employed in a recession-proof business, depression-proof business, or work for some entity in the public sector or private sector that is resistant to the same thing, you know, recession or depression. Because we don't know how bad this recession will get. You know, when your next-door neighbor is unemployed, it's a recession. When you lose your job, it's a depression.
Yeah.
And that's,
well,
you know.
I agree with you. I have very little debt, you know, different silver, own a few guns. I don't, you know, but I can't say. I own quite a few tools, but I haven't really bought any sort of supply of food.
It sounds like that's your weak area, and you need to be looking at that. I'd give Freeze Dry Guy a call this week, if I was you, and talk to him and start building a stock of food up. Do you have his number handy there?
You know, I seen it online at your Republic, right? I can look it up there.
Well, and not on Republic's website. It's on my website.
Okay. FreezeDryGuy.com, is that it?
Yeah, FreezeDryGuy.com. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go there.
We all have weak areas. You know, mine is medical supplies. I need to improve my medical supplies better than what I've got.
Do you think the economic downturn? I've listened a lot. Not as much.
Hold on. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned. Hold on. We'll be back right after the break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is the last show of the year on December 30th, 2007. We got a caller on hold. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just want to thanks. I guess I never really thought about buying extra boots and clothing, but maybe I should do some of that. And just your opinion, do you think? I personally think we're heading into a pretty deep recession, if not a depression. Is that your feelings as well?
Absolutely, I do.
When
the international bankers decide to pull the plug in this economy, that'll be the end. And they can do it. And it will be a contrived event. It won't be a natural event.
I agree with you. And I totally agree with what you're saying there. I grew up on a farm, small farm. In some ways, you know, since I've been working my job, I get all these points from traveling and motels and everything, and I've been buying a lot of tools. And, you know, my parents have that, but I'm lucky to some level to have a lot of skills, you know, as far as butchering and gardening and all that, that maybe others don't have.
Good.
But you know, I also believe there could be a lot of social unrest in certain areas. It could be pretty dangerous if.
Absolutely. The polite society we had in the 1930s is history. That's no longer what we have.
And you got such a diverse society where the groups don't have near what in common they used to, you know, and I think it could become a powder keg, but I'm somewhat prepared, but I think I got a long ways to go. I'll check out that website.
Okay, thank you.
Great talking to you. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too, sir. Well, we're quickly expiring this show here, the last show of 2007. I look forward to visiting with you folks every Sunday, or if station management changes their mind, whatever day of the week it ends up being. Which brings to mind, you need to, if you can't find me where I normally go, to my website, and I'll have it posted, because this is radio, and station management will move hosts around as they see fit to different days and different time slots. So if you find you can't listen to John Moore at the normal time you used to, check out my website, and I'll have any change of scheduling posted there, and you'll be able to find me and get back on track. I don't know if the archives are squared away. I had some callers email me, listeners email me that there were some problems with the archives. Hopefully that's been straightened out, because I know we have some listeners who never listen live. They only listen to the archives because of scheduling conflicts. And that's okay. That's why the archives are there. You need to check out Republic's website, by the way. Interesting products there. There's always news updates and products you can't find other places, and books and so forth. And my website, theliveman.com, products and services that are routine, like I am a travel agent. So please consider buying your plane tickets and cruises and tours from me. It's a good deal for both of us, discount travel. Are my proprietary products, my DVDs on preparedness, my paper, No Need for Panic, some other videos I've got, my book, known, and so forth. Well, that's it. That's it for the year. I hope you all had fun. I had fun. I look forward to visiting with you this coming 2008. You all be safe out there. Have a great week. God bless America. Happy New Year. With recent